Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 603, What to Do When Your Genes Don't Fit, by Brittany DaCosta of BrittanyDaCosta.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Wednesday. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, usually with a little bit of commentary at the end. And it's the middle of the week, so I'm due for an inspirational quote. And actually, today's quote is a perfect complement to yesterday's episode. So yesterday we were talking about pushing yourself just a little bit further than what you're used to, and how you may not think you're able to accomplish something, but if you just try and just push yourself that much further, you might surprise yourself, and you might surprise some other folks too. So here's today's quote. A great pleasure in life is doing what people say you cannot do. Walter Bagehot. Oh, and really quickly, before I get started, don't forget that if you're part of our weekly newsletter at oldpodcast.com, you'll be in raffles to win books from us on the first of the month. What's great is it's free. You'll get some life tips, some quotes, and lots more from us. And it's a great way to show your support. Again, that's all at oldpodcast.com. I'll give you another quick reminder at the end. But for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. What to Do When Your Genes Don't Fit, by Brittany DaCosta of BrittanyDaCosta.com. Have you ever reached into your closet for a piece of clothing and realized it didn't fit? That's exactly what happened to me this summer. I went to put on a pair of shorts and then couldn't. They didn't fit. So then I reached for another pair of shorts. They didn't fit either. My reaction in the past would have been to freak out. I would have gone into panic mode. You know what I mean. You swear up and down that you're going to work out like crazy and eat healthy first thing come Monday morning. You start leafing through magazines to figure out what the latest trend is that you can start implementing for yourself. You cancel happy hour with your friends so you can feel sorry for yourself and binge on Ben and Jerry's ice cream. I'd beat myself up, tear my hair out with guilt, and feel more self-conscious than ever before. But now, I'm a completely different person. And when I realized that none of my favorite shorts fit, instead of going crazy and feeling ashamed with myself, I have an entirely new attitude about it. I laugh. So when you reach into your closet for a piece of clothing and it doesn't fit, here's what you do. 1, recognize that your body fluctuates continuously. We're human beings and our bodies fluctuate all the time, especially with the seasons. In the winter, for example, we're not as active because we often spend more time indoors where it's nice and warm. Plus, we tend to crave heavier, grounding foods in the winter, whereas in the summer heat, we're more likely to crave raw leafy greens and fresh cooling fruits. If it's winter weight gain, it'll likely come off on its own as you introduce more summer foods back into your diet. But by seasonal weight gain, I just don't mean via the weather. We fluctuate by the season of life, and that's simply part of the experience. 2, listen to your body, not your head. If your genes don't fit, maybe the genes are the problem. The weight you're at might be exactly where your body needs to be for optimal health. Unlike what cultural society has conditioned us to believe, we don't need to be perfectly skinny or have a completely flat belly and look a certain way in order to be our best version of ourselves. Because what matters is that you have the energy to do the things you love and the motivation to go after what you want most. Is that already true? Then your body gained weight because that's what it needed at the time. It may not be your body that needs to change. It may just be the genes. 3, surround yourself with supportive people. I can't express how important it is to have people around you who support your health and lifestyle goals every step of the way. When I first started making changes, I got a lot of pushback from close friends and family. A lot. Some of my friends were even unintentionally unkind to me. And I'll be honest, it made my transformation much harder than it otherwise could have been. I ended up taking a hiatus from my usual circle while I did what I needed to, and came back when I was ready. Now they know that this is a lifestyle for me and not another passing phase. And since then, they've stood by me every step of the way. I'm so lucky to have such a strong network of supportive people in my life. If not for them, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. So this time, when I realized that my shorts didn't fit, I didn't have a freak out. Instead, I made a point to practice self-love consistently so I'd continue to be happy with my current shape, despite my new revelation. I cleansed my mind and started fresh. I reached for a pair of shorts that do fit with stretch and silently laughed at myself inside. I realized that I hadn't been focusing on my own needs enough and it was time to be honest with myself. And I continued to go out with my lovely network of friends to healthy restaurants and even indulge in dessert and red wine. I'm happy to tell you that now my shorts fit again, but they're not particularly comfortable. And I've resigned to the fact that if they don't ever fit comfortably again, I'm okay with that. You just listened to the post titled, What to Do When Your Genes Don't Fit by Brittany DaCosta of BrittanyDaCosta.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil again here. It's so true. Our weight fluctuates all the time. That's why sometimes I don't recommend patients constantly weigh themselves. Some folks do all right by weighing themselves every day, but others figuratively live or die by the number on the scale that shows up every morning. Those are the folks that I tend to say, well, why don't we do that once or twice a month instead? It's amazing how the body can adapt to some pretty extreme conditions pretty well, actually. A full weekend of just completely ignoring every single healthy thought, every single healthy habit that you've ever had, and going completely off track, eating pizza for breakfast and ice cream for lunch and having 3 desserts and alcohol with every meal, that kind of thing. Even if that happens, the body can actually adapt to that. And even if you went completely off the rails, you may not actually gain any permanent weight. What matters most is consistency. So 1 or 2 days of just completely going off the rails, the body can adapt to that. What you'll probably find is you may gain a pound or two after that weekend of debauchery, but those 1 or 2 pounds will quickly fall right back off. They're not going to stay on because most of that weight is water weight. It's not actual fat gain. So yes, our body weight fluctuates. It goes up and down all the time. But what matters is, what does it look like consistently? What are you doing consistently to keep your weight at a reasonable level? And Brittany's absolutely right. Don't let the media, magazine covers, TV shows, movies, actors, actresses, models, don't let them determine for you what weight you need to be or how fit you should look. Talk to your doctor or a dietitian or a nutritionist and see what is a healthy weight for you. There are ways to figure that out. And again, don't be alarmed by a pound or two shift here and there. It happens. It's natural. But instead, notice whether the pounds stay on consistently. Oh, and before I go, like I mentioned at the top of the show, we do book giveaways pretty frequently on our weekly newsletter. So if you want to be a part of that for free and get some free tools to help you optimize your life, come by oldpodcast.com and join for free. All right, that does it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday. I'll see you on tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.